The fighting breaks a 2009 accord which formally ended the Tuareg rebellion in Mali. And over the past week alone, the number of people on the run has nearly tripled from 44,000 to approximately 130,000. As a result, UNHCR is appealing for $35 million to respond to the growing crisis. Adrian Edwards is a spokesman for the UN agency.
The appeal aims at covering the needs of 85,000 uprooted people until only July of this year. Clearly, if the situation continues to get worse or becomes more prolonged, we will have to go back with further appeals.
The money will be used to provide emergency assistance to displaced people both within Mali and in the neighboring countries of Niger, Mauritania, and Burkina Faso. UNHCR will also set up camps in these countries to move the refugees away from the volatile border areas.
We spoke to a woman just a couple of days ago in northern Niger who was with a family of several children. She was from a nomadic group. They'd been attacked once. They fled. They were attacked again where they were. The village or the community they were in at that point was robbed. There were nighttime robberies, armed men coming at night. It just becomes untenable for people to stay there.
UNHCR says the refugees desperately need shelter, food, water and access to health care. But they also require basic household items, things like sleeping mats, mosquito nets and blankets. Edwards points out that the displacement is taking place against the background of food shortages and drought in the Sahel region of West Africa.
The big concern, and what makes this situation, I think, particularly unusual, is that this is a massive displacement into a region which can barely deal with the food insecurity crisis it already has. It's astonishingly difficult to get to many of these places. In many cases, people don't want to be relocated away from the border. They're hoping that they can move back soon, which leaves them in some peril simply because of the severity of the conditions they're living in.
So far, UNHCR has not received any reports of severe abuse against those running from violence. But, Adrian Edwards says, the agency is closely watching the situation.